Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is The Teacher, an introduction into the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim, Shia dignitaries, scholars, ulama, and authors all across the world of Islam. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers, one from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahtavi, and another from the University of Qom, Dr. Fakh Rouhani. Dr. Fakh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Mahtavi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So in the new series of the program, The Teacher, in the month of Muharram and Safar, we try to dedicate our programs and episodes of the program, The Teacher, to the authors who spend their time in compiling books about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or the companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. That's why for today, we want to talk about an outstanding author, of course, from among our Sunni brethren. He's believed from among our Sunni brethren, Al-Muwaffaq ibn Ahmad ibn Muhammad al-Makki al-Khwarizmi, mainly known as Akhtab al-Khwarizm, orator, or one of the most outstanding orators, historians, historiographers, and muhaddis among our Sunni brethren, that also compiled a book regarding Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, mainly known as Maqtul al-Khwarizmi or Maqtul al-Hussein by Khwarizmi. Sheikh Mahtavi, let's start with you, brother. Give us some information about this outstanding scholar from among our Sunni brethren, Al-Khwarizmi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Muwaffaq ibn Ahmad Akhtab Khwarizm is born in 484 and passed away 568. As we see, he was living during the 5th and 6th century. As you also mentioned, he is regarded as one of the knowledgeable jurists, muhaddis, poet, and also, as his title is suggesting, a very, very powerful, influential speaker or lecturer by his time.
That's right.
So if you wanted to illustrate for our listeners, specifically Sunni brethren, if they wanted to have a picture for his knowledge, we can regard or we can mention the name of two of his great asatis or teachers, namely Zamakhshari, because I'm sure that Sunni brethren are familiar with the Tafsir Kashaf, or the one who is called Jarullah as well. Zamakhshari is known as Jarullah as well. Is one of the great mufassirin or exegetes of Sunni brothers. And also we have Umar ibn Muhammad ibn Ahmad al-Nasafi. So I think today we are going to have a very amazing program. Why? Because now we are going to talk about a Sunni brother or Sunni scholar who's been living during the 6th century, talking about Imam Hussein and Maqtal al-Hussein. Why? Yes. It's going to be amazing because we have several quotations coming from the scholars who were living before or after him. But when we look at the biography of this scholar who's been living at that time, and then his book, Maqtal al-Khwarizmi, I think it's going to give us a clear response regarding the existence of mourning of Abu Abdullah, even during that time, not only among Shias, among Sunnis as well.
That's all right. And this shows the significance of the work of al-Khwarizmi, Ahmad Khwarizmi, in fact, Maqtal al-Hussein alayhi salam, mainly known as Maqtal al-Khwarizmi. Dr. Farhwani, so what is the significance of book of this book, academically speaking? I mean, is it authentic and the information in that? And what is the main content of this book?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding this book, it must be indicated that Al-Khwarizmi's book, Maqtal al-Hussein, is another book, I mean, entitled Maqtal al-Hussein, but written by a Sunni scholar.
Yes.
This point indicates that the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam wasn't important only to Shias, rather Sunnis or Sunni brethren have paid attention to the event. Of course, I mean, there may be various incentives. We Shias regard Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam as our third infallible Imam. However, Sunnis regard him as a grandson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if not an infallible Imam.
Okay.
At the same time, we find that the book, I mean, inside the book, this maqtal, it isn't entirely maqtal, because maqtal is supposed to deal with the martyrdom events. Okay?
Yes.
However, in this book, you find that, first of all, I mean, in the first third section of the book, you find manaqib, I mean, virtues, praiseworthy qualifications.
Is it only about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam?
No.
Okay.
In it, he starts from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then moves on to Hazrat Khadija, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, and comes up with Imam Amir al-Mumuni al-Salam, Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, and finally comes up with Imam al-Hussein al-Salam. Then in the section devoted to Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, he gives a background story of the death of Muawiyah and the coming up of Yazid and the events that led to the event of Karbala. Finally, he ends up with Ziyarat Karbala, pilgrimage to Karbala, and this is very important because I mean, a Sunni personality comes and talks about a pilgrimage to Karbala.
That's right.
And finally, he comes up with discussing several aspects of the uprising led by Al-Mukhtar al-Thaqafi. Because Al-Mukhtar al-Thaqafi was a personality who was certainly a Shi personality, but he was in jail in the time of the event of Ashura, and after that he was released.
That's right.
But later on, around 4 or 5 years after the event of Karbala,
he started
finding out the war criminals of Karbala and punishing them.
That's all right. Okay. And Sheikh Mahtavi, is this book, although it is written by Sunni scholar, is it trusted by the Shia authorities, the scholars and ulama too, or not?
Okay, that's a very good question. And we have to say in response to this question that many of the ulama has relied on the records that he has mentioned in his book. And we see not only relying on the records and reports that he has made, we see that one of the best codicologist, Shia codicologist, whose name is Sheikh Muhammad al-Samawi, and if I'm not mistaken, we had one program regarding this great scholar. He did the work of improving that manuscript, or the best manuscript that he had access to, in order to put the book in the very authenticated and nice format so that the researchers could benefit from. So we can say that, yes, specifically, so as we see, this is one of the aspects from which we can look at the book, and from another aspect, we can say that in continuation of what I said in the first part that I talked about this book, we see some of the books in that period of time are giving hand in hand in order to give authenticity and significance to the events of Karbala. And not only to the events that took place during the Karbala, to the reaction of the Muslims, I mean, regarding their mourning after the actually tragedy of Karbala, this culture of mourning for Imam Hussein, how it was spread among all Muslims. So sometimes we are talking about these things from the books which have been written recently, but when we look at such a books that has been or have been published almost 6 centuries ago, and it was not only one book and from one sect. We see the Shia books and Sunni books, they are quoting from each other.
Yes.
As we see in this book, we have many quotations from the book of Al-Futuh, which is written by Ibn Atham al-Kufi.
Yes.
And we see the Luhuf coming 1 century after this book. So all of these books are giving a clear picture of the culture of Muslims regarding the tragedy of Karbala during almost seven centuries ago.
That's right.
That could be taken as a very strong evidence and document for which we can trace back all things that we are doing today back to the time that this tragedy took place.
And I believe that the atrocities that were done against Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam by Yazid ibn Muawiyah are really a pivotal point in the history of Islam, that our Sunni brethren also condemn the actions of a ruler like Yazid. And this point, I mean, the sacrifice that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam made really here brings a type of unity among the Muslims again. In terms of justice, sacrifice, in terms of, we can say, fighting the illegitimate actions of Yazid ibn Muawiyah on that time and the un-Islamic behaviors of him. Okay, Dr. Fakhwani, let's get back to Ahmad Khwarizmi and his book. So how did you find this book? And talk a little bit in more details about the Imam Husseini part of this book for us.
Yes, regarding the Ashura-oriented aspects of the book Maqtal al-Hussein of Khwarizmi, it's indicated, in this book, when he comes to quote, dialects and addresses of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he never comes to pick up some fragments of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Rather, he gives a background picture of what took place over there. For example, when Al-Farazdagh meets up with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam outside Mecca, when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was on the way from Mecca to Kufa, Al-Khwarizmi gives a background scene and develops everything in a crystal and graphic way. Okay?
That's right.
Another point is simply that when Al-Khwarizmi comes to recount the events of Al-Kufa, he recounts them as a non-Shi'i scholar in such a way that you feel that as if, you are already in Kufa and you are moving from this street to another street or from this neighborhood to another neighborhood. And because of his being a non-Shi'a, a Sunni, a scholar, in some points, you may think that he seems to be a rather impartial reporter in this regard.
That's
and
right.
This adds to the historical accuracy of the accounts that he indicated over there. From this perspective, I should like to say that when he comes to report the details of the of the camp of Imam al-Hussein al-Islam on the eve of Ashura, uh-huh. and on the day of Ashura, his descriptions are really very eye-catching and very thought-provoking.
Yes.
In terms of the details that he renders in his book.
That's right.
What's important in this regard is that since he wasn't a Shia, a Shia scholar, yes. In some aspects of that, we expect a Shia scholar or Shia historian to delve in, Al-Khwarizmi remains almost silent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very important. However, okay. When he comes to the addresses and to the speeches of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, he reports them as just an impartial mm-hmm. reporter who was present over there.
So did this shows his commitment to the history?
Yes, his sort of
right.
commitment. And
yes.
At the same time, it shows that, among our Sunni brethren, there were really very qualified and reliable
yes.
historians
that's
regarding
right.
the event of Ashura.
Okay. Thank you much, also Dr. Fakh Rouhani. But we should not forget another name over here, that is Sheikh Muhammad al-Samawi again.
Yes, yes.
The
yes.
outstanding historiographer, we can say, and author who dedicated his life to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We dedicated one of our previous sessions of the program. He again,
yes.
as we said, re-edited and revised the book.
Yes.
We can say in a new format and finished it in 1361 according to the Hijra calendar. A volume of the book, we can say, Maqtal al-Hussein by Ahmad Khwarizmi. That's all right. Really fascinating, especially I think this program must be really fascinating for our Sunni brethren, that a brother from among them has compiled an authentic book, which is trusted by Shia brothers, about Imam al-Hussein alayhi
yes.
salam, about the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Prophet Muhammad, Hazrat Khadija, and Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra. And this is really, I think,
praiseworthy.
Yes, praiseworthy. And we really appreciate the works of such brothers and sisters from among our Sunni brethren. Maqtal al-Hussein alayhi salam by Ahmad Khwarizmi. Muwaffaq ibn Ahmad Khwarizmi, mainly known as Ahmad Khwarizmi. Thank you much, Sheikh Mahtavi and Dr. Fakhrouani, for your presence in the program, The Teacher, talking about Maqtal al-Husayn alayhi salam, authored by Muwaffaq ibn Ahmad Khwarizmi. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. You can download for free all our previous episodes of the program, The Teacher. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.